Blog Talk Radio.
TheFourPerson.com. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God.
It's better and better and better for the only Catholic alternative on Blog Talk Radio. This is John Benko, the founder and director of the Four Persons with the Daily Update for Sunday, December 10th, 2023, the second Sunday of Advent. Just a review of some of the things that have happened in the last few days. Ken Litchfield was featured on Catholic Answers. We are so proud of him for that. He acquitted himself well, and of course, he gave us a plug. Terry Delp is currently in the top 10, so we now have our 13th top 10 show of the year, and of course, that doesn't make our competition very happy. They have zero, but that's a subject for another day. Terry Delp is at number 9. We want to continue to keep him moving up. And we had another great show today. We had Tony and Paulette Rock live from the Shepherd's Field in Bethlehem. And you will want to go back in the archives and listen to that show. And listen, folks, we need to help these people. I'm definitely going to order something. I'm going to order a rosary or something. And we all need to help these people because they're hurting right now because this war in the Holy Land, they rely on tourists for their business. We still have not been able to arrange a makeup show with BethlehemCarvings.com, but we will. So a lot of other things are in flux at this point. But we do know that tomorrow, Monday, Luke and I are scheduled to wrap up the Gospel of Matthew with chapters 27 and 28. Now, there is a possibility I may get hung up in a meeting, and we may have to push that to Tuesday. That's possible, not likely, but it's possible. But either Monday or Tuesday, Luke and I will finish up the Gospel of Matthew. And now I want to turn the show over to Pettis and another one of our award winners. I'm going to turn it over to Richard Pettis and to, well, let me bring Richard on right now.
Well, good afternoon, John. Happy second Sunday of Advent.
Thank you. I got a question for you. Do you want me to play the regular music or are we going right in? How are we doing this?
Let's play the regular music.
Okay. Then
I'm
going to. All right, then I'm going to go ahead and unmute Lisa and then start the regular music, and then this is going to be it for me. I was up all night last night working overnight, so I'm exhausted, and I'm going to hand the show over to you guys, okay?
Roger that.
You there,
thank
Lisa?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. From the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From thence
he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
That sounds really good. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Come on, say it with me.
Holy God, I usually sing it. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Sing this one.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Amen. That sounded really good.
Thank you.
So we're going to, since it's Sunday, we're going to use the closing from the Roman Missal votive mass of the Mercy of God. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're going to talk about the saint of the day, and today we're going to talk about Pope St. Gregory III. He was Pope from, I think, 741 to 751, or 731 to 741. It was 731 to 741. And basically, when Pope St. Gregory II died, Gregory III just happened to be in Rome, not really doing anything special. He was a Syrian priest, so he probably felt a bit out of place being in Rome with everybody mourning the fallen Pope. And being the good preacher that he was, he must have wanted to speak to the funeral procession about Christ's promise of resurrection. As a learned man, he must have wondered who would follow the Holy Spirit, St. Gregory II, follow the Holy St. Gregory II as Pope, and where he would take the church. As a holy man, he must have been praying for Gregory II and for all the people around him to find their place after death in God's arms. But he was just one in the crowd. But not to God. and not to the people who recognize the well-known holy man in their midst.
Hmm.
Right in the middle of the funeral procession, and this all comes from Catholic.org today, by the way, folks. Right in the middle of the funeral procession, they singled him out, pulled him away, and basically begged that he be named the next Bishop of Rome. Then, without warning, and without even lifting a finger, his whole life changed, and he could no longer just stand there and do nothing. After he was proclaimed Pope Gregory III, Emperor Leo III attacked the veneration of holy images. He was not a fan of statues or pictures of Our Lord or Our Lady or any of the saints. He felt that it was a violation of the commandment saying, thou shalt have no God but me. Those, you know, thou shalt have no false gods. And Gregory really did nothing about it. He knew to let God take care of everything. And in fact, God did take care of everything. Leo may have captured a couple of acres of land, but that's all he got. And Leo, realizing that the only way to get to Gregory was through physical force, he sent ships to kidnap Gregory and bring him to Constantinople. Many people in Rome must have tried to get Gregory to move, but he just stood there. And once again, God took care of business. A storm destroyed Leo's ships. The only thing that Leo could do was capture some of the papal lands, like we talked about. And so while Leo may have gotten a few acres of land, we kept our wonderful reminders of the love of God, the protection of Jesus, the prayers of Mary, and the examples of the saints. And folks, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 8 statues and 2 candles in my house, as well as a crucifix in every room. So I get where Gregory was coming from. So we have all these wonderful reminders of the protection of Jesus, the prayers of Mary, and the examples of the saints. And this was all because Gregory knew when to take a stand and when to stand there and let God do the work. He was canonized pre-congregation for the causes of saints, so he was canonized by critical acclaim, as were many of the popes or many of the saints that were canonized before about 1160 or so. Today is also the feast day of Our Lady of Loretto.
Hmm.
The shrine of Our Lady of Loretto is located on the Adriatic coast of Italy, a little over 3 hours from Rome. It is the third largest shrine to Mary in Europe, next to Lourdes and Fatima. The ministry of the shrine is the hospitality shown to pilgrims, especially through the Sacrament of Penance. This tradition of the shrine at Loretto goes back to the year 1291. As the last of the Crusaders returned to Western Europe, they brought with them a number of relics, objects of devotion, and remembrances of holy shrines. It happened that the dwelling place of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the house where she was born, and the house where the Annunciation occurred, and even the house where she was conceived, so And the house where Jesus grew up, by the way. So both tradition and Christian devotion had maintained that that was the site of the appearance of Gabriel, and therefore the incarnation of our Savior was moved from Nazareth to Christian Europe. The house arrived at Loretto on December 10th, 1294. Our Lady of Loretto Parish was founded in 1998, the year of the Holy Spirit. We firmly believe that by the power of the Holy Spirit, God has become man in Jesus Christ, a man like us, in all things but sin. In his humanity, the eternal Word was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In his humanity, he rose from the dead and appeared to the disciples and to Mary in the upper room. The Holy House of Mary at Loretto has been preserved by our fathers and mothers in the faith to serve for generations as a reminder of the faith of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of her love of God in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're also called to be homes, dwellings, and temples of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. So anyway, her house was taken to Loretto, Italy, which, as I said, is a little over 3 hours from Rome. And a basilica was built above it and around it and on top of it. And Mary's house continues to be there to this very day. The house survived numerous attacks on the basilica, and so that's the story behind the Feast of Our Lady of Loretto. So let's move on to the St. Andrew's Christmas Novena. Do you have it in front of you, Lisa?
Let me look it up. Hold on. I don't know it by heart. St. Andrew's Christmas Novena?
That's it.
Okay.
So I'll recite it once, and then you'll recite it. And we're going to make it interesting like John and I did the other day. Right after we say, grant our desires, we're going to put up an intercessory prayer.
Okay.
Okay. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires and grant John Benko's personal intentions. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother, amen.
So I say it now?
Your turn.
Okay. And after grant my desires, I have to say something that I want, something that I want to pray for anyone?
Exactly. Anyone.
Okay. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits. Pray for my ministry and of our Savior Jesus Christ. Okay. Our Savior Jesus Christ.
And of his blessed mother,
and
amen.
And of his blessed mother, amen.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires and thanksgiving for Terry Doubt's show, jumping to number 9 and giving us our 10th top 10 of the year. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed mother, amen.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Please pray for my ministry and my health and for everyone at the four persons. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother. Amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires and for the repose of the soul of Chris Williamson, the son of Deacon Fred Williamson. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother, amen.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. And I pray for everyone in the world who does not know Jesus to please come to him and to our ministries that we bring people to the Lord. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and his blessed mother. Amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires and prayers for those who have no one to pray for them. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed mother, amen.
Keep going.
Yes.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires and pray for everyone who has no one this Christmas season. Pray for people that have lost someone and that have no one to be with them through the holidays. Through the merits of Jesus Christ and his blessed mother, amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires for all and for all holy souls in purgatory. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed mother, amen.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Pray for all the members of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, my church, and also my new pastor, Father Ramon. Please grant him, please help him, lead him as your shepherd to lead everyone in the church to you. The merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and his beloved mother. Amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires and for the personal intentions of everyone at St. James Parish in Gadsden, Alabama, through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed mother, amen.
Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Pray for the health of my mom, that she is always there and she stays healthy for the rest of her life. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and his beloved mother, amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires and to care for all of the animals who find themselves through no fault of their own in animal shelters and especially kill animal shelters at this holiday time of year and always. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother, amen.
Thank you for saying that. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Please comfort my friend Christy, who just lost her dog suddenly. It was just a sudden thing that they had to put him to sleep. He's very sick. And I ask you to please just be with her and comfort her. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his beloved mother, amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear our prayers and grant our desires, that all expectant mothers will choose life and all the fathers of those children will step up and be the man they should be for those children. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother, amen.
Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in a piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, I beseech thee, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Pray for peace in the world, all the wars to end, and everyone to come to Jesus. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his beloved mother, amen.
Amen. Saint Andrew, pray for us.
Pray for us.
Saint James,
pray for us.
Saint Gregory the Third,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Loretto,
pray for us.
And your church again?
Saint John the Baptist in Dinello, Florida.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
I just needed you to say Saint John the Baptist so I could say pray for us.
Okay, Saint John the Baptist, pray for us.
So, all right. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, we have almost an hour to talk here.
Oh,
John,
wow.
John put us in 90 minutes today.
Okay, what are we going to talk about for an hour?
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things. The main thing is, how did it feel to win those awards last night?
Oh, it was awesome. It was my mother was sitting next to me when I was watching it live, and and it was just to see my name across the screen. It was just a blessing to see. And I was so excited to see both times. I didn't think I was going to win both awards. I thought maybe possibly one, but I didn't think I was going to win two. That was such a blessing.
I can see that. And how did it feel to be nominated for both of those awards?
Well, it feels great because it shows that I'm reaching people with my ministry, because I need people to vote for me. I mean, I'm in other contests also where they have a panel of people that vote, but most of these contests, your fans have to vote for you, your fans and your followers. So the bigger fan base that you have, the more you're going to win. So, you know, that tells me that I have a lot of people that are interested in my music and my ministry that follow me. And that's an absolute blessing for any artist to feel that, to have that kind of backup, you know. It's amazing. So anytime I get nominated for anything, it's a blessing. I thank God right away for any kind of nomination I get.
Okay, and are you a cradle Catholic?
Yes, I am. Born and raised.
Catholic born, Catholic bred. One of these days I'll be Catholic dead.
Yep.
Feel free to steal it.
Okay.
All right. So how did you decide to get into the business of recording Catholic music?
Well, that's a long story, but I know we have time, but I used to sing in the choir when I was younger up north, up in Jersey. I used to sing in the choir when I was a kid, and, I've been writing since I was young. Also, I was used to write poetry a lot, and I had some poems published. I have a book of poetry, and, I wasn't going the right way, though. I was writing horror and all kinds of stuff like kids do. I was into, like, science fiction and all that. And then as I got older, I fell away from writing. I wasn't interested in it anymore. And I know I've been blessed to do this. I know I was blessed to do this. I know this is what I was supposed to do with my life, but I just didn't know it until God showed me. And this is my testimony, really, because, you know, I fell away from the church for a while, like I think a lot of people do at times in their life. And when I moved to Florida, I wound up finding the same church that I got married in up north, St. John the Baptist. It was the same church. It was 5 minutes from my house. So that was like a sign right away that this is, you know, how it started, basically. And I joined the church, and I wound up joining, I think my first ministry was a lector. I became a reader back then. And I loved doing that. And then I felt all these callings to do more. I became a sacristan, a Eucharistic minister, a bunch of other ministries I was in. And then, my pastor decided to do a youth mass, a contemporary youth mass, back in 2014, I think it was. He decided to do a contemporary youth mass because we had some children, but we were mostly an older community. So he wanted to do, like, we did have some kids in the community that were in faith formation and everything. So he wanted to do something for them to bring the kids to mass, to give them something to come and to, you know, I mean, you know, you're not supposed to sell or have a good time and party and all that in mass, because that's not what it's about. But I think he was trying to make it where they brought the kids to mass and then showed them the importance of it. And I was part of that because the person who was running the mass asked me to be the lead singer because I knew all Christian contemporary music that was out there. So I became the lead singer. I basically ran the mass. We did everything. The kids loved it. They came, they read, we sang all Christian contemporary music, but then Father couldn't do it on his own because we only had one priest in the parish. And he had to do all the masses. So it was a 5:30 at night mass. It was too late for him. And the kids really were going there. You know, the kids were really leaving. They were going to, school, college, they were doing things on their own. So they were growing up and we really had no reason. So we turned it into a regular Catholic contemporary mass that lasted for 3 years. Then he decided to just cancel the mass and just, you know, do regular masses. So when he canceled the mass, I just said, you know what? I feel like I'm missing something here. I mean, I really enjoyed what I was doing. I enjoyed singing the Christian contemporary music. And one day I was sitting in the congregation. It was about the show. I got there early to set up. It was about 4:00. All of a sudden, these lyrics started coming to me. Like, I'm a writer. So all of a sudden this started coming to me. So I didn't know what it was. I started hearing this in my head. I started writing it down. And there was a woman that used to sit in the church, and she used to get there early with me all the time when I set up. Her name was Marie. And she would listen to everything I did. So she was like the first person that ever heard anything I wrote. And she knows that. And I would sit there and I would just like write this stuff. And I got a pen and paper, wrote it down. Now, I didn't play an instrument. I never played an instrument. So this was all coming to me just like off the top of my head. It was just being sent to me. And I started writing this stuff down. So I decided to start playing the ukulele. I taught myself how to play the ukulele. I know we talked about that. And I started playing the ukulele. And, you know, you could play the ukulele with some songs, but you can't play like rock songs and stuff with it. You know, like regular contemporary music, it's really hard to play the ukulele to play songs with the ukulele, although I did it. But I started picking that up and I said, you know what? I'm going to try to start playing the guitar because it's not that much different. So I mean, it is different, but I knew it was basically the same, almost the same instrument. So I said, let me see if I can learn how to play the guitar. Now, mind you, in between, I'm dealing with chronic pain and health problems that I live with all the time. So I was looking for an out. I was looking for therapy and something to help me get my mind off the pain. So I think God, I always say this, and I believe this is 100% true. God used me for his will, and he used me with the talent that he blessed me with to help me get through the suffering in my life. I offer it up to him all the time. But I didn't realize that I can do any of this until I wrote my first song, which was, I can't even think of the name of it now, I Lift You Up. That was the first song that I ever wrote as a song, because I wrote poetry and I've written everything else in years ago, but I've never written a real song with a bridge and everything. So I wrote this song and I had the guitar, and that lady Marie was sitting there, and I said, so what do you think of this? And I started playing it. She goes, well, whose song is that? I said, I don't know. I said, I just wrote it. She goes, you just wrote that? I says, yeah. And I said, why? She goes, that's beautiful. And I didn't even know how to play the guitar. I just started playing things. It was just all coming to me. I just started playing things, and then I got YouTube videos, and I started watching YouTube videos. I'm a lefty, so lefties are hard to play certain chords. It's very hard to play when you're a lefty certain chords that righties would play normally. So I looked up YouTube. I started looking at different ways to play different chords and everything, easy ones like you know, like, well, my husband taught me how to play like power chords and everything on the electric, but I was playing certain just easy things that I can play where I know my hands wouldn't kill me. And I started playing that, and that was the first song I wrote. I never did anything with it. It's just like a song I wrote that I do at my shows sometimes. And that was before they canceled the mass. This happened after the mass was canceled. All of a sudden, I mean, people think I'm crazy when I say this, unless you have strong faith and you understand what I'm talking about. Because when I tell people the things that have happened to me after this mass was canceled, I would find it hard to believe myself. But I'm self-taught at everything. I've never taken any classes in singing, in playing guitar, in writing, nothing. I've never taken classes in any of this stuff. And I started writing more music. I would get up during the night. I would have a pad next to my bed, write a whole entire song in the middle of the night. Lyrics, everything. The whole song would come to me. I wake up in the morning and write a whole song. And I was like, where is this coming from? You know, like, what am I supposed to do with this? I didn't understand. I prayed all the time. I said, the Holy Spirit is coming to me and giving me all of this. What am I supposed to do with this? What do I do? Do I put it out there? I don't know what to do. So my husband saw what was happening with me, and he said that he felt that he had to help me do something about this, because he had a feeling that God was telling us that we had to move forward with this. So all the songs that I was getting that they kept coming to me. I mean, I'm telling you, time after time after time, every day, every other day, I was writing this stuff like it was going out. I have 150 songs I wrote, and they not all of them are recorded. But my husband said, you know what? We should go into the studio and do this professionally and see where it takes us. Maybe this is what he wants. He wants you to get out there and get the music out there for people, because my lyrics are all about scripture and about, I added stuff about life experiences of what I went through and what I think other people would relate to in their life, which every one of my songs is something different, means something different, different scripture, different times in your life where you can come to God. Where if you know, you're having a bad day and you listen to one of my songs and it tells you something you want to hear. And so we decided to go into the studio. I released my first album, Grace Heal My Soul. I released that in 2017. And then after I released that wasn't like, those songs are really good off that album too. A lot of people haven't heard my earlier music. They've only heard my music from recently. They haven't heard the music of that album, because I Cry Out to You, Lord, on that album. I wrote that after I had two surgeries and I was in so much pain and suffering. And I wrote that song, and it's such a good song for anybody that suffers from any kind of mental or physical pain. And I've had people contact me over the years and tell me that song actually helped them get through certain times in their life. So after that, I started writing more stuff, and then COVID hit. That was in 2019, the end of 19, around there. And We were in lockdown down here for a couple of years. And a couple of months. It was like maybe about, in Florida, it wasn't that long. I think we had 3 weeks we were in lockdown. So I said, we were stuck in the house. We couldn't do anything. I said to God, I want you to please send me songs that can help people get through the pandemic, people that are suffering, people that lost loved ones, that are dying from COVID, from all of this stuff. And I said, I'm going to sit here in my, I had a little studio set up in the house we were at. And I said, I'm going to sit here for 3 weeks and I'm going to write music. That's all I'm doing. And my husband saw me. I was outside. I was sitting under a tree. All of a sudden, all these songs started coming to me. I wrote a whole entire album in less than 6 months.
Wow.
And during COVID, I'm serious. I still can't believe it. And all these songs that are on my album have won me 3 awards. I won 3 awards for my Step Into the Light album. I dedicated that to, of course, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I dedicated it to him first, but I also dedicated it to all the frontline workers. I dedicated to the people that lost their lives, the souls of the people that died during COVID. My husband, you know, there's a couple of dedications on that album that I put on there. And I released it. We released it in the middle of the pandemic. We went into the studio and released the song. this album, it came out in the end of 20. It was almost 21, I think it was. I think it was. Did it come out in 20? Yeah, it was around there. So I won Best Album of the Year in 22 for that album. So then after I did that was out, I started writing more. Oh, yeah, mind you, during COVID, the whole entire year, I did live Facebook shows every week called Christian Song Saturdays with Lisa Marie Nicole. And it was Saturdays. I did a 1 to 2 hour special with all my music, and I talked scripture. I talked to people to try to help them get through the pandemic, and people that were depressed and blaming God for everything. That's where my song, I Know You Were There, I Know You're There, God, the one that he uses for my shows, that's where that song came from. Because I was sitting around like everybody else saying, when's this going to end? You know, where are you? What's going on? Why are we all suffering? Why are people dying? Why is this pandemic here? And I wrote this song, and so many people relate to this song. It was amazing because of how I wrote it. And that won a couple of awards too. But then after that, I had some singles I had in 22 that I put together, and I put another album out called The Best of Lisa Marie Nicole. It was 21-22, that songs I put together that weren't on the other album. And that was really good. That was like a smaller one. And then the end of I still kept writing. And then in the end of last year.
22,
yeah. That was that album. The beginning of, I can't believe this is the end of 23 already. That's why I had to think for a minute. 23, the beginning of, this is the best year I've ever had. This 23 was the most blessed year that I've ever had with everything. The beginning of 22, I started off with one of my songs, Pass It On, and the one You Are the Love, that's the one I just won on yesterday. That song has won 5 awards already, and it just came out like in August. That song, You Are the Love. And I know I always, when I write something, I let my husband listen to it. And usually he'll say, yeah, it's all right. Or, you know, you got to work on it. When I wrote this song and I played it for him, he says, get in the studio and record that. So he knew, he had an ear. He knew that that song was going to be a number one song. And it's about the love of God. It's about the love of Jesus and that he is the love, you know, regardless of anything that's going on in our life. And if you listen to the lyrics about it, it's talking about he's there through the hurt and the pain in our life. And that's that song everybody loves, of every denomination, everybody loves that song. So I put that one out. Then I did Pass It On, which is the one I wanted to spread throughout the world for passing on the love of God to everyone, regardless of who they are. And that one, and then the one I based on All Things Are Possible Through Christ. I did All Things, what's the name of it? I put so many songs out, I don't remember the name of the song. It's All Things Through Christ. That was the other one. And then all these songs that I put out in 23, they're all of them together. I've won awards for every one of these songs this year that I did. And then I just did the other one that I just did in October and November. I released 2 songs back to back, which was Stained Glass Window of My Soul, and which is a really good Christian rock song. I don't know if you heard that one, Stained Glass Window of My Soul. No?
I have, Mom, and I like
you
it.
Have? Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. Mama, I Love You was the one I dedicated to my mom because I wrote one for my dad and he was gone already. I wanted to write this for her while she was still here and she could listen to it and enjoy it while she's here. But that's also dedicated to everyone's mother. You know, everybody could dedicate that song to their mom. And so that's the end of the year. This year, then with the podcast that I've been blessed with, being on this network with you guys. I mean, I love all of you. I mean, what a blessing for you to welcome me and, you know, and give me, you know, all of this attention and everything. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, and I'm really blessed to be able to do this show. And I just wanted to do something to help other artists and other people that are in music. And, that was another big blessing that happened to me this year. But now I have another song that I just recorded that's going to, the end now, that's going to be released in January. So I'm already ahead of the game for 24. So it's been really an incredible year for me. It's a blessing. I mean, you know, I didn't win the Josie Awards, but I was nominated. And I've been nominated for, I can't even tell you how many things I've been nominated for. Even if you don't win, to even be nominated is a blessing, you know?
It's a great way to look at it.
Well, it is.
I'm going to ask a chicken or the egg question.
Uh-huh.
Which comes first, the music or the lyrics?
Everybody asks me that. It really depends on what God sends me because everything comes from him. I have I don't have the knowledge to do any of this. I'm a smart person, but I know that all of this comes from him. because I can't write all this in one day. You know, I mean, I can't come up with all of this stuff. I mean, sure, I get help from other things. You know, once in a while, my husband will help me with some things from the Bible or something. But most of the lyrics I do myself, and it all, it depends, because sometimes I'll be driving in a car and I'll hear this rhythm in my head, you know, like I'll hear this and it's nothing I ever heard. And I'll be like, okay, I guess that's going to be a song. What am I going to do with it? You know, like, what am I going to put that music to? So I'll come back, and sometimes what I'll do is people must think I'm crazy, but I'll be driving down the street and I'll turn my car, my phone on, and I'll start singing something that I don't, like, I'll hum it. I'll hum the melody. So that way I know what I was doing, because, you know, if you don't do that, you're going to forget what it was. So I'll do that, and then I'll come home, and then I'll think, just sit there and think of what song I could put to it. But sometimes it doesn't work that way, because sometimes I get these lyrics in my sleep. I get them when I'm doing something, driving, cooking, whatever, taking a shower. These lyrics come to me, and then what I'll do is I'll write them down, and then I will come up with the music for it. So sometimes it works either way. I mean, sometimes it's I get the music first, but most of the times I get the lyrics first. If that answers your question.
It does. So I'm not going to ask which way it's easier, because it all comes from God. So there's not a whole lot of input that you have, really. Now, back in the 70s. Now, back in the 70s and 80s, there was a band called Quarterflash, and they said that their name came from the idea that rock and roll was three quarters work and a quarter flash. Would you agree with that?
Three quarters work and what was the other part?
A quarter flash.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that, but I mean, not everything I'm into is, well, I can't say that because, yeah, I am a rock artist. I grew up, I love the 80s. I love 80s music. I'm obsessed with 80s music. I always was. I love all the 80s rock stars and all that. And I said, you know what? I think my voice would be good for that type of music. So that's why I did What Would Jesus Do, because What Would Jesus Do is my 80s rock song. And I think the new one sounds a little bit like that too, the Stained Glass Window. So
got that 80s hair metal feel to it.
Yeah. I wanted to stay because there's not many Christian rock, female rock artists out there. There's not many. So I figured maybe I could get a different group of people following me, you know, like there might be people out there that are waiting for somebody like me. I don't know. I'm hoping.
Well, now you know why I call you the Catholic version of Striper.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
Well, I'm glad you do, because somebody reached out to me and said, don't you think she might see that as being offensive? And I'm like, no, because I asked her about it, and she didn't have any objections to it.
I grew up in that era to go to all rock concerts. I was into heavy metal at one time, so that tells you something.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It tells me we listen to the same music.
Yep, definitely.
I mean, I was definitely a metalhead. I liked the hair metal better, but I liked the heavy metal, the Metallicas, the Guns N' Roses.
I was just going to ask you who your favorite band was. You listen to Metallica?
Oh, I listen to Metallica a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I used to, not so much anymore. Still listen to Guns N' Roses a lot, though.
Well, you know who I liked? Pat Benatar. Lita Ford. You know, I liked all of that era, those kind of people. I was also into the UK and all the music, like the Pet Shop Boys and all of them. I was into all of them, too, at one time.
I can name one song by the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls.
That's it.
That's the only song I know of theirs.
Yeah.
I was not into the new wave. Although
well,
I
liked a couple.
I didn't object to Duran Square.
No.
But that reminds me, you need to Google. You want here's something that will really surprise you. The guitar player for Duran Duran was a guy named Andy Taylor.
Yeah.
Andy actually released several albums of his own music that sounds nothing like Duran Duran.
Really? I never heard that.
You need to Google him and listen to some of his music.
All right.
You know the song When the Rain Comes Down from Miami Vice?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Andy Taylor.
I didn't know that.
I don't know how I found out.
You know who I really like? Oh my God, I just went brain dead for a minute. Wow. I can't believe this. I used to listen. They were my favorite band. What was the other band that was out with Duran Duran? The other rock band.
Men at Work.
They sang Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. I saw them about five times in concert. I loved them. They were one of my favorite bands back then. And I loved the drummer because he had no arm.
Oh, yeah. Rick Allen.
Yep. Yep. They were great. They were so great in concert. And I know you weren't into too much of the new wave stuff, but I liked Tears for Fears.
They were okay. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah. I saw them live too in New York in the city. I saw them. They were good too.
I never saw them.
They were great live. I saw them
where?
Where?
I did see Duran Square once.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
saw.
Some of their music.
Yeah. I mean, they had. Back then they had so many bands out. I mean, like you had Bon Jovi, Springsteen. You know, you had all of those bands, a lot of them from Jersey too. But I really wanted to try to stay within, like, that era because I love that music, but I wanted to make it about God because I've had so many people tell me you could sing anything, you know, you should just, do mainstream music. I don't want to do mainstream music. That's not why I'm doing this. I was blessed with this. This is a calling for me. So God would have never gave this to me. He gave this to me because he wants to use what I have and what he blessed me with and to get me through what I go through on a daily basis, you know, and to help other people. That's what I believe. That's why I won't go outside of what he's blessed me with because I don't want to do it.
So who has been your biggest influence as a musician? And the voice is a musical instrument, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. I know, but I was talking about a regular instrument, you know, not my voice. I know my voice is. I mean, I could sing a cappella. I did it all the time. I do it at church. I do it if I don't have another instrument. But I don't know. What, in my whole life? Like, who's been an influence in my music career now or throughout my life?
Throughout your life.
I'm trying to think. I mean, Bob Dylan was a great writer. People compare me to him sometimes. They used to tell me, I used to be told that I wrote like Dylan and I sound like Karen Carpenter. and Grace Slick. I've been told that. I sound like Grace Slick and Kara Carpenter. I write like Bob Dylan. I was like, wow, that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked Kara Carpenter. I liked listening to her over the years. I really listened to a lot of most of the people I listened to over the years and I liked were bands. I really didn't listen to like solo artists, which is what I am. But I really liked Pat Benatar. I really liked her style. I liked what she, you know, how she sang. And I think that's why I was trying to be more like her, like a lot like her with my music, the way I sing and everything. But
in her late 60s, she's still out on the road doing it.
I know she is, and that means that's hope for me. That's what I keep thinking about it. Look at the Stones. The Rolling Stones are still touring.
That's true. Didn't the Who go out a few years ago?
Yep. You got people that, like, you haven't heard from them in years, and you're like, all of a sudden, they're on tour. Like, where'd they come from? You know, like, where have they been all these years? But it's hard.
If you offered them enough money, Led Zeppelin would go back out.
Mm-hmm.
Planton Page could bury the hatchet.
Yep. Oh, I used to love that band, White Snake, that David Coverfield, Coverdale. Yeah, David Coverdale. I loved that band in the 80s. They were great. I saw them in concert too. But, you know, there was so many good bands back then in that era. I mean, I know before that there was too. I mean, the 70s and the 60s, but I can't go back that far. But I know that there were. There are always, I mean, there's such good music out there today that from unknown artists. And that's why I'm on all of these pages. I'm on all of these shows for unknown artists because a lot of people don't know who I am. And then somebody, you know, if somebody hears, all it takes is for them to hear one song that they like of mine, and then they could be following my ministry. So that's why I try to get myself out there as much as I can, just to let people, you know, listen to what I have to say, listen to my story. I've been interviewed probably over 100 times already by different places and I jump on the interviews because I want to tell my testimony. You know, I want people to know how I started and how God is working in my life. And it's not about me. I always tell people this is not about me. This is about Him. And a lot of people don't see that or they don't realize that because when you're an artist, you know, you have to promote yourself unless you have, you know, a manager or a record label or something. But you have to get yourself out there. You got to promote yourself, but you got to do it in a way where it doesn't seem like it's all about you. So it's, you know, it's pretty hard to do that today in this world.
Now, you've got a Christmas concert coming up on Facebook.
Yeah, I do it every year. I've been doing it for years. Since I started, I've been doing it. I take advantage of social media. I know a lot of people can't stand it sometimes, but you know what? It's been a blessing to me to be able to get to people who can't leave the house, who can't go to shows. So I started doing my Christmas concert. I do it at different times, usually about 2 weeks before Christmas every year. I do it on my page. And I decorate. Of course, you can see the decorations I have behind me. And
yes. And
I do, you know, I try to do mostly Christian Christmas music, but I do throw a couple of things in there. Like, you know, I'm really good at doing Karen Carpenter songs. So I like to do a lot of her Christmas Karen Carpenter songs, like Merry Christmas, Darling. And, you know, like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the Carpenters and stuff. But most of the songs I have are like, you know, Silent Night, O Come, Holy Faithful, O Holy Night, Away in a Manger. Do You Hear What I Hear is my favorite song, actually. That's my favorite Christmas song. But that's coming up on December 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern. not Central, Eastern time. And that will be public. It'll be on my page.
Which is 5 p.m. my time.
Huh?
Which is 5 p.m. my
yeah.
time.
Which is 5 p.m. your time. And I don't know how long it's going to go. It depends on how many people are on watching. You know, a lot of times at that time, people are out, they're eating. So, you know, most people, like the podcast, most people go back and rewatch my shows. And I get a lot of viewers when they go back. But sometimes, because I've been advertising this for a month now, and people have been sharing my post I have. So if people, you know, see it, then more people will watch it. But, you know, I think it's good because a lot of artists don't do this. They don't do shows online like I do. They are special shows like Christmas. And I do shows for everything. I do shows for 4th of July, for Labor Day, Memorial Day, Easter. I do a big Easter show. I do all Easter resurrection songs. I do that usually. I do a Christmas show. I even did one for Thanksgiving. So, you know, I try to get out there as much as I can and get my music out there. But I hope people that are listening, if anybody's listening, they'll watch the Christmas show I'm doing if they're on Facebook.
Well, now, are you going to have it streaming on your page afterwards?
Yeah, it stays there. If I leave, I don't delete anything. Everything that I do, my shows will stay on my page. Because, like I said, people have sometimes people say, oh, I missed your show. I'm sorry. And I'll say, no, but you could go back and watch it. A lot of people don't know that. So I leave it on my page for a while. So I have one there from last year that's still on there on my page. You just have to scroll through my timeline and look for it. But Facebook will delete things if you don't tell them to. Like if they'll say your show that you did on 3 weeks ago is going to be deleted. Do you want to delete this? And if I say, yeah, they'll delete it. If no, then they'll keep it there. So that's what I do. I keep my shows on there as much as I can.
Okay. All right. So what of your songs is your favorite song and why?
Oh. Well, I have a couple of different songs that are my favorite songs for different reasons. My favorite song that I've written is What Would Jesus Do? And it's because WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? And I love the music to that track, to that song, because it's real 80s rock. And I love singing it because I think it shows my voice, my vocal range in this song. And the lyrics are great because it's about what would Jesus do in times of your life? You know, I wrote that, I forgot why I wrote that or when, but it was like, if you keep thinking, I saw the WWJD that everybody used to talk about years ago, their bracelets out, necklaces, all the stuff, you know, and I was like, I'm going to take that and make a song out of it. And then I just thought about the lyrics, and I told you the lyrics came to me, and I wrote that song about in different times of your life. Think about what would Jesus do before you made a move, before you made a move on something. Just think about what would he do in this situation. And that song did really well when I first released it. That's my favorite song to sing. And I listen to it all the time because it's mine. I just love the song. My other favorite one that I really like is the one I just did for my mom. Because that's a dedication. That song's a dedication, and I think it came out really good. Also, the studio version of it that I released. But my first song, my one song that I really loved was "Walking Through the Desert." I don't know if you heard that one.
I've not heard that one yet. But
all right,
I will.
That's off my "Step Into the Light" album. I'm going to send you a couple CDs. So give me your address, and I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Just give it to me. Send me your address later, and I'll give you a couple. I'll send you those CDs that's on that. Walking Through the Desert, I usually play during Lent, and it's about basically walking through the desert of life. It's a good bluesy song. It's got a great track to it, and the lyrics are good. And it's It was one of my favorite songs. I love singing it. And I do it all the time at my shows and everything. And a lot of people, I don't think, have heard it too much because I don't sing it too much. I don't know why, but maybe I should start doing it more at my shows. But that was always my favorite song until I did What Would Jesus Do? And then that one became my favorite. So.
In terms of blues, Buddy Guy or Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Buddy Guy, my husband took me to see him twice in concert with B.B. King. I mean, I love the guy. He doesn't have a good mouth on him, but he's a great, unbelievable guitarist, plays behind his head, up top of his head, one hand, one finger. I mean, the guy's incredible. He's, I really like him.
I would agree with that. Buddy is incredible.
Yeah, he is. Especially live.
Yeah, he is very cool live. Surprisingly, Elton John was very good the one time I saw him live.
Yeah.
Keela made me take her to see Elton John because she had gone to see Kiss with me, and she absolutely hated Kiss. She sat outside in the walkway in Phillips Arena because she just couldn't stand the Gene Simmons stage show there.
Yeah, my cousin is a diehard Kiss. So is my brother-in-law. They love Kiss. I wasn't really into them too much. I mean, I really like Gene Simmons. You know, they got a good voice in Stanley, but I wasn't into them as much as I was with the other bands back then. But you a diehard Kiss fan?
I am.
Yeah.
I remember hearing Love Gun for the first time back in 1976 and being hooked.
Well, they put on a great show, though. I mean,
they
did a great show. Yeah.
The last time I saw them, which was 2 days after seeing the Monkees, of all people, was on the end of the road tour with my brother because Keela wouldn't go with me. She wouldn't go see him a second time, so she made me take my brother.
Wow.
And they were still amazing. And they were in their 70s at that point.
I know. Are they still touring? They retired, didn't they?
They just ended the tour, the last shows, I think a week ago.
Yeah, I saw something. I read somewhere that they were almost done.
They introduced Kiss of the Next Generation, which apparently is dancing and singing avatars.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to pay money to go see avatars in concert.
No, I don't think so. Me neither. No.
You know,
I'm sure
some people will.
Yeah. Wow, we talked for almost an hour. I can't believe that.
I know. I just looked up and I'm like, geez, 7 minutes ago.
Well, that's because my testimony took a long time.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you wanted me to come on and talk about the awards I won yesterday, and then it got just, I'm glad that I was able to talk about, you know, how I started out and everything else. But I just want to let you know real quick that I'm actually up for another award in a contest right now that's actually going to be played at 6 o'clock on Total Mix Radio. My song, Run to the Sun, which is a really good country Christian song, I'm in the bracket. They have brackets that they do, and I'm in the top bracket for this song, and everybody can vote for me tonight for a week on totalmixradio.org, but it's M-I-X-X. It's two X's. So it's totalmixradio.org, and it's a gospel contest of the year. And it's not the song, it's me. You'll be voting for me, Lisa Marie Nicole. So I'd appreciate it if everybody could vote for me, whoever's listening. And I got I think I put the link on my Facebook page, so that's on there. And that's one of the contests that I'm in. And then there's another one coming up also soon, which is the modern country folk, modern country artist, which is on another page that I have the link on my page for that one also. But, you know, these things never end. They're always, I'm always getting nominated for something. So everybody wants to be part of it. So I put it out there and see who votes for me. You know, I really appreciate everybody taking the time to vote for me. But this one, I really would like to get up there in the top on this contest because this song is a really good song, this Run to the Sun. This is off my Step into the Light album also. This has won 3 awards.
So, okay. You've got a show coming up on the Four Persons on January 6th.
Yep. With John, Mike Aquilina.
John Aquilina.
Yep, and he's going to talk about his new book, and he's going to talk about his life as a songwriter with Dion. And you know, he's got so much going on. This guy, it's incredible. Every time I talk to him, he's got something else going on. He's so blessed. So he'll talk about that, and then I'm going to play one of his songs that he wrote with Dion, and I'm going to play my new single that isn't out yet. That'll be out January 3rd. I'm going to release it on the radio live, on the air. That's the Gates of Heaven. So that's the one I'm going to be, the new one.
All right. My cat obviously likes you because she has been hovering around the phone since we've been talking.
Your cat? What's her name?
Jing Mei. She's Siamese.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
Siamese,
nice.
Of course, are from Thailand because Thailand used to be called Siam.
Yeah.
So I named her for a city in Thailand.
Wow. That's nice. Well, tell her I said hi and pet her.
I've been petting her the whole time.
Aw.
All of my pets are named for cities or islands. I've got Brooklyn, Bronx, Memphis, and Collinsey is an island off the west coast of Scotland. He's a collie.
Oh, yeah? Oh, collie? What kind of collie? Regular collie?
Rough collie.
Oh, well, yeah. I have border collie.
Yeah, he's the same. Is Lassie, except he's got a little more dark in her.
Oh, I love them. I love them. Yeah, I have 2 mixed breeds. I have a lab, and he's supposed to be a border collie mix. All my dogs are rescues, and that's why when you said that before, it really hit home with me because I'm a huge, huge dog lover. I did volunteer for rescues, and I just have a soft spot for them, all of them.
Oh, all of my pets except for Collinsy are rescues.
That's great.
Collinsy I bought from a breeder because I wanted a collie.
Yeah.
So I guess even in a sense, he's a rescue. He was rescued from having to spend the rest of his life being a breed dog.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to get cut off in like 50 seconds, so can I just say real quick my website?
Sure.
If anybody wants to listen to my music or get my music, you could get it at lisamarienicole.com. And my music is available on all streaming sites and YouTube. You can follow my YouTube page, Lisa M. Nicole. And my Facebook is facebook.com/LisaSongsOfWorship. And I have a million other sites I'm on, but those are the most popular ones to get on my music. But thank you very much for having me on, Russ. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on with me.
You have a blessed rest of your weekend.
You too. All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye.